Over the years, what I have found that many language learners want most is confidence. What is confidence? Well, my motto is, confidence is not the absence of fears, but overcoming your fears. What does that mean? That means doing it even though you feel fear. Just do it, Nike would say. This motto is a short version of what several famous people have quoted, including Nelson Mandela and Franklin D. Roosevelt. Confidence is doing it anyway. That's the shortest way I can explain it to you. Don't wait until your grammar is perfect. Don't wait till you have more vocabulary. Don't wait till you pass the exam. Do it anyway. Fear will still be there. Sometimes you have butterflies in your stomach. That's an idiom. Sometimes you literally have dry mouth. I know this experience from my experience in public speaking. I spoke for the first time in front of a large group of people. There were about 50 women at the hotel, and I made a presentation in front of them at the age of 13. It was terrifying. My heart was beating so fast. But I continued through it, and at the end, people only heard what I had to say. They didn't hear my heart beating. They didn't feel my mouth getting dry or my hands getting wet. They only heard my words. And after that, I realized that it doesn't matter how fast my heart beats when I make a presentation. All that matters is that I communicate to others an important message. And so I'm communicating a very important message to you language learners today. I worked in several countries, Japan, Italy, Korea, and one of the things that I found after so many lessons and preparing students for exams and also relocating abroad, I learned that one thing that they walked away without having, they had all of the knowledge, but some of them still didn't have confidence. What is confidence? It is the courage and a willingness to try something new. And when people try something new, such as speaking in English in front of other strangers, they always fear that maybe they will judge you. What is confidence? Confidence does not mean that you do not have that fear. Confidence means, so what if they judge me? Because what I'm about to do is going to make me better, me stronger, me able to communicate more. There are a number of idioms and English expressions, such as nothing ventured, nothing gained. And also, no pain, no gain. I'm sure many of you know these expressions in your own languages. So, I really wanted to give my students in these university and corporate classes, I wanted to give them confidence by sharing so much knowledge. But the reality is, I cannot give you confidence. You must take it. Realize that the purpose of learning English is communication. If your only purpose for learning English is because you want to pass an exam and show people, hey, I have a high score in this exam, well, that's good. But if you never leave your environment, your comfortable environment, and speak to someone in English, what purpose have you accomplished? You have a lot to share. You have your own thoughts, you have your own feelings, value, even your culture. And this is important. And if you don't share it with others, how will they know? Yes, I can go on Google and I can find information about many topics and people around the world. It's not the same as speaking to that person. So, when we speak in one language, and right now, English is the language that is being used for international communication. When we speak in one language, we can share ideas. Even better, we can clear up stereotypes and we can find out what we have in common with people around the world. We all have that fear. We all have that fear. I had that fear when I learned to speak Japanese. You have that fear when you go and speak English to other people. I really advise you to put your fear on the back burner. What that means is put your fear on the barbecue and let it burn while you take a step forward to try something new. Meet new people. Learn that they have the same values or many of the same ideas as you do. And even if you have different ideas, you can learn more about them and yourself by forgetting the fear and taking courage. So I'm giving you that opportunity. Take courage. Join our discussion. I will take the courage to reach out to you around the world. You take the courage and reach on back and communicate with me. No judgment. Fear is there, but confidence will be greater.